This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said BRICS is not merely a grouping of nations but an ecosystem of solutions, and the discussions over the past 2 days have further strengthened this conviction. He said this during his concluding remarks at the BRICS session on resilience, innovation, cooperation and sustainability at the Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. Mr. Modi hoped that the New Delhi Declaration adopted at BRICS summit will provide clear direction for shared vision and future cooperation. He stressed on the need to translate all outcomes into time-bound actions that deliver last-mile impact.
हम आशा करते हैं इस समिट से उसमें एडॉप्ट किया गया न्यू दिल्ली डिक्लेरेशन हमारे शेयर्ड विजन और फ्यूचर कोऑपरेशन को स्पष्ट दिशा देगा. हमें सभी आउटकम्स को समयबद्ध एक्शन और लास्ट माइल इम्पैक्ट से जोड़ना होगा. हमारे फ्रेमवर्क फाइल से आगे बढ़कर रियल लाइफ में इम्पैक्ट पैदा करे, इसके लिए हम सब मिलकर काम करेंगे.
Saying that BRICS is poised to enter its third decade, Mr. Modi asserted that the world now expects concrete results from the grouping and not just ideas and commitments. He expressed confidence that BRICS will certainly live up to these expectations through collective efforts. Prime Minister extended his best wishes to China as the next chair of BRICS. Earlier addressing the open session of the BRICS summit, Prime Minister Modi said, "Pandemics, climate disasters and supply chain disruptions have demonstrated that in today's interconnected world, no crisis remains confined to a single region." Prime Minister Narendra Modi today held a bilateral meeting with President of Kazakhstan, Kasym-Jomart Tokayev, on the sidelines of the BRICS summit. He also held meetings with President of Egypt, Abdel Fattah al-Sisi, and President of Philippines, Ferdinand R. Marcos Jr. Mr. Modi has been holding back-to-back bilateral talks with global leaders over the past 2 days. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman today met Uzbekistan's Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Economy and Finance Jamshid Kuchakarov in New Delhi on the sidelines of the BRICS summit. In a social media post, Ms. Sitharaman said, "During the meeting, both sides discussed strengthening bilateral economic and financial cooperation and exchanged views on areas of mutual interest." Union Home Minister Amit Shah today called upon the Indian gems and jewellery industry to ensure that the entire ecosystem and manufacturing chain of lab-grown diamonds remains firmly in Indian hands. Addressing the 52nd Indian Gems and Jewellery Awards ceremony in Mumbai, Mr. Shah said the nature of the diamond trade is changing with the emergence of lab-grown diamonds. He said the lab-grown diamond market in terms of volume is expected to become nearly 50 times the size of the current diamond market, describing it as a monumental opportunity for India. Early in the day, the Home Minister inaugurated a specially curated exhibition of manuscripts titled Sri Ganesh Gyanarthi at the Asiatic Society of Mumbai. In Indonesia, the death toll has risen to 6 after a ferry carrying more than 240 people overturned due to bad weather in the Java Sea today. Nearly 140 passengers and crew members remain missing. Indonesian rescuers said at least 107 people have been rescued so far, as search and rescue operations continue around the vessel's last known location. The ferry was travelling from East Java to South Kalimantan and had departed for Surabaya for the Banjar Masin and Borneo Island. In hockey, India's women's team has won the Junior Asia Cup title for the third consecutive time. The defending champions defeated China 1-0 in the final at Mochi in China this afternoon. Sanika Chandrakant Mane scored the only goal of the match in the 17th minute to help India secure the victory. With this triumph, India completed a hat-trick of Junior Asia Cup titles, having also won the championship in 2023 and 2024. In the Women's T20 Asia Cup cricket final, India will face defending champions Sri Lanka in Dubai today. The match will begin at 8 p.m. Indian time. Both India and Sri Lanka have reached the final unbeaten. India are the most successful team in the Women's Asia Cup history with 7 titles. And that is the end of this news bulletin.